Okay, Rabbi, please, let's begin today. Today we're going to discuss briefly the sugya of tzitzis. This week is Parsha Shalach, and the very end of Parsha Shalach we learn about the mitzvah, the very end of Parsha Shalach we learn about tzitzis. It's maftir. It's maftir of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzit. Okay, everything I'm telling you today is coming from the Sefer Imre Baruch. We've used this already a few times from Rabbi Baruch Simon, one of the Rosh HaYeshiva in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzhak Elchanan, YU. And he has a beautiful Sefer on Minhagim. We mentioned Toikif HaMinig BeHalacha. Fantastic, fantastic Sefer. And he has here a few chapters on tzitzis relating to Minhagim. So let's run to some of the Soidais that he presents for us. Well, the first thing I have to do is turn to the right page. Okay. That's the first thing I have to do. All right, here we go. Yisoid number one. The mitzvah of tzitzis is not like the mitzvah. This is everyone knows. It's not like the mitzvah of tefillin. Not like the mitzvah of mezuzah. Well, I take it back. It is like the mitzvah of mezuzah, but it's not like the mitzvah of tefillin. It's not like most of the other mitzvahs, tayag mitzvahs, where you have no choice. You must seek out the mitzvah. Me'ikar hadin, you do not need to wear tzitzis. The only time one has an obligation to wear tzitzis is if he wears a garment that has four corners. If you choose to put yourself in a situation where your garment has four corners, then you better make sure you put on tzitzis, otherwise you'll be violating a mitzvah saseh. But if you so choose not to wear a garment that has four corners, you are not in violation. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, and this is really like halacha l'maaseh, those who wear fracks. Anyone here wear a frack on Shabbos? Anyone here? What? A bekesh also is a problem?
No, but bekesh doesn't have slits.
The problem is with the slits that it creates four corners, so they have to make a round,
exactly. But a bekesh doesn't have a slit, so no. There are no four corners.
No corners. Well, some have a slit, but a small one.
Okay, a small one. Okay, so this, the Mishnah Berurah discusses this. The Mishnah Berurah, and in fact, there's a very nice sefer. You know, the Mishnah Berurah, it's very complicated. The laws of tzitzis are very complicated. Someone did a very good thing. He wrote a beautiful sefer a long time ago with these fantastic illustrations on all the complicated parts of the Mishnah Hilchos Tzitzis. Dirshu just went through it recently. They're still in the middle of Hilchos Tzitzis. And these pictures are fantastic. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Machar, they talk in great detail about all the different corners of a garment. Even a regular jacket. A regular jacket has corners, right? You know, the collar is considered to be a corner. And the bottom can be a corner. So technically, you could have one, two, three, four. A regular jacket technically has four corners. You have a corner on the bottom, right? And you got a corner, you have a slit in the back also. So you only have six, you have a slit in the back, and you have a corner on top. It's not long enough. The typical jacket is not long enough that it would qualify that for four corners.
Does it have to be one piece of material?
Yes, it must be one piece of material, but a frack would, under normal circumstances. A bekesha not, because a bekesha does not have a slit. That's the nature of a bekesha. They don't have slits. A frack, what the literally Russian yeshivas wear, they have slits. And the slits go, or the garment is very, very long. It's more than an amma. And it would qualify, according to halacha, to require tzitzis. We've never seen a Rosh Shiva have tzitzis coming out of the corners of his kapata. And the only reason why they're not mechuyev is because when they make them, they go out of their way to make one. And the Mishnah Berurah says you should make more than one. You should make three. He has a whole discussion because it's not so simple. Even the corners on a regular jacket, at least one of those corners are rounded. So the next time you go to a wedding and you see a Rosh Hashiva, you say, "Can I please examine your kapata? I want to see the fourth corner. I really want to see if they made the fourth corner round." And you should know if they'll be very happy to show you.
What?
No, no. Four corners. It has nothing to do with this. It doesn't make it. This is not kshanes. Any garment made from any material According to the halach, according to how we paskin, is requires tzitzis. You're saying something interesting. There is a sheet that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and the Chamrucha brings down, and there is an opinion that holds the only garment of four corners that requires tzitzis is a garment that's made from wool or linen. You are correct. There is such an opinion. However, la halacha, we don't accept that. A halacha in Shulchan Aruch, I don't remember, it's the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah. We don't accept that la halacha, a garment that has four corners. It doesn't matter what it's made from. Polyester, cotton, silk, any synthetic material.
If you have a polyester band, then tzitzis have to be polyester.
No. Wool and linen, no. Wool and linen are good for any type of garment. If you have polyester tzitzis,
it's a problem.
Then it only will exempt a polyester garment. If you have silk tzitzis, it will only exempt a silk garment. But wool tzitzis exempt any garment, even a linen garment, which would then be shatnez. Well, we don't do that because shatnez, but tchelis, that's the discussion itself. Okay, but a garment generally, today, the only garments that have this problem are typically a frack, and those garments have to be manufactured in a way where one of the corners are round, and they also have to define what's called round. Just because it's a little bit round doesn't make it round. It has to be significantly round in halacha that it should not have four corners, so it should be potter.
Also, what the Mexicans wear,
serape would need tzitzis in a chanami. What? A cape, possibly, yes. Possibly a cape.
We used to mention a curtain that people used to wear around them.
But a curtain, this Mishnah Berurah discusses that if the garment has to be worn where the four corners are hanging down. When you have a garment with a corner, two of the corners, like a regular Mishnah Berurah, why is a regular jacket? In a regular jacket really has four corners.
Even a jacket
that has no slit in the back. And the slit in the back doesn't mean, because slit in the back is not, it's not an amulet. The slit doesn't make it into a four-corner garment because it's not an amulet. But if you have a jacket, a simple jacket, no slit in the back, you have four corners. You have two corners here and two corners over here. The two corners that are worn above do not count. It has to be worn derech levisha. And the Torah's definition of derech levisha requires that the four corners hang down. When two of the corners are up in the chest area, that is not the Torah's definition of a garment derech levisha. That would require tzitzis. That's a leniency. That's not some are mocking on that as well. Yeah, but it's not a garment. It's attached to the ceiling.
Yeah, but they're talking about then going white.
I don't think so. No, it's attached. You're not wearing it as a garment. Yeah. A garment has to be an independent. Seemingly, a garment has to be something which is mobile, independent. You can walk with it. When it's attached to the wall, that's not a garment. Okay. We're going off the top. The point over here is, let's review this. This is not even touch the scratch the surface of what we're going to talk about. But let's just review the yisod. And according. Okay. Please. Let's try to maintain a degree of decorum. Please. Please. We did before. We used to be better. A garment, me'ikar hadin, a person has no requirement to wear tzitzis. The only time you are required to wear tzitzis is if you wear a garment that has four corners. Now, therefore, what do we do? We during davening, we're going to discuss this during davening, we put ourselves in a situation where we wear tzitzis. We put on a talis gadol. We put on a special garment, and on that garment has tzitzis. Not only that, we wear even a talis katan the whole day. We put ourselves in a situation where we have tzitzis, four corners, and that's tzitzis. So we're going out of our way to be mechayev ourselves to wear garments so that we can be mechayev the mitzvah of tzitzis. Why do we do that? So this comes from this week's parasha.
I can't think of any other mitzvah where you go except the shulch tanya or when you go out of your way to be able to.
Right, enochnami. So it's a gemara. I'll give you another example of this is not a simple question. Let's say you're a nomad. You don't have a house, so are you mechuyev to buy a house to be mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah? Tough question. Since this, the minute this Erev Moshe really comes in, I don't think so. I never saw people going to homeless people on the street and saying, "Are you Jewish? Are you Jewish? You're mechuyev Here's the pair of tzitzis that you should do, but you will choyev to have a bias, so you can be mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah. It's not a joke. You don't see that. Rav Moshe indeed goes very far. This the whole purpose of this sefer. The whole purpose of this sefer, that's tefillin. Tefillin is not a choice. Tefillin is from choyvas gavra.
But you can see the barbers going after people to hang them.
But you don't see them do that. You don't see people the barbers going after people to put on tzitzis. You don't see that. They only go on.
The person has a house and doesn't have a mezuzah.
Oh, that's a different story. They're violating halacha. If you own a house and you don't have a mezuzah, you're violating halacha. You have to have. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I do know. I don't know. Maybe tefillin is something more personal. It's more of a holy matter. I don't know the answer. Okay, let's go further. So we have over here a motion of fighting. That's the whole purpose of this saver. The purpose of the saver is something very. The whole is focused on minhagim, and he says that bezman hazeh, it has become the minhag. Okay, mezuzah possibly not. It's become the minute that you must be put yourself in a situation to chayiv yourself in tzitzis, even a talis katan. He's writing against people who it's not so uncommon. They don't wear a talis katan. They don't wear what? On Shabbos they don't. The Bariskas do not wear on Shabbos for multiple reasons. Number one, let's say Chas B'Shalom, the tzitzis are pasul. So then it comes out according to the Mishnah Berurah, Yimchal Shabbos, because if the tzitzis are pasul, then the tzitzis are a masa, it's a burden. So Yimchal Shabbos. Another reason why they don't is because there's a sheet in the Rambam that if you don't have the tcheles, then there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. We don't accept that lahalacha, even they don't accept the lahalacha. But there is such an opinion that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis unless you have the tcheles. And being that today we do not have tcheles, even those who use the murics, even they, those who are honest, will admit that it's not a me'ikar hadin, it's just a hitter. Maybe this might be the tcheles, but no one can tell you that for certainty this is the tcheles. So it could very well be that you're not being kind of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So when it comes to Shabbos, achiev skila, achiev karis, that far they're not going to go. To make a bracha on tzitzis, they'll make a bracha on tzitzis. But to go out and machal Shabbos on a tzad, and maybe they're not the kind of the mitzvah, so that far they do not want to go, so therefore they don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos with the talis katan. Okay, that's an exception. That's very rare. You don't see many briskas. There aren't many real briskas out there today that do this. But that's, I don't think he doesn't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. He's a real brisker. He doesn't wear tzitzis. And as far as I know, maybe I'm not. I have to ask. I don't know.
So does he put on the talis?
I heard him once talking about this. He once gave a lecture about this. Of course, indoors. Of course, but he wouldn't wear a talis outdoors. Of course he would wear a talis. Of course he wears a talis. The Rapasha. But not to wear a talis gadol on Shabbos, and not to wear a talis gadol in the street, because we don't have tcheles, and therefore there may be a problem. He's not mekayem the mitzvah. Okay. But Rav Moshe says that today it has become a minhag. It is a minhag that you put yourself in a situation where you wear even a talis katan, and no one has a right to be mevatel this minhag. Al titosh terasim achshmavni musra lichavi al titosh terasimecha. It is a minhag Yisrael, and it is a sacred minhag from time immemorial, and people should have an attitude that it's enough. I wear my talis gadol when I daven. So I'm a kind of the mitzvah of tzitzis every single day during Shachris, but for the remainder of the day, it's not necessary that I should wear a talis, because the maker had. Then there's no chiv to wear tzitzis. It's only if you have a garment of four corners, then you wear it the way you wear tzitzis. So I won't wear a garment of four corners. I like to travel light. I don't like to have to go wear a talis katan and then a shirt and a yoy and an under talis katan itches me. It's wool, whatever it is. So I have to wear an undershirt. I have to wear three layers. I don't want to do this. So Rav Moshe writes that that's not proper. You're right. Me'ikar hadin, you do not need to wear a talis katan, but it is established from time immemorial on minhag Yisrael to wear a talis katan, and then it falls in that category, and you have no choice. Person should do this. He writes, I'm jumping on, he writes up here later on, a fascinating insight. Why is it? It's an incredible chiddush. Why is it that boys, until they're married, do not wear a talis katan? We don't find that that's the minhag. The minhag is until you're married, you do not wear an Ashkenazim. Sfardim, even the Sfardim, there's also a difference. In Sfardim, until they get married, they don't cover their heads. The Yakis, they wear a talis gadol until the bar mitzvah, but they do not cover their head. They did not. When they become, no, okay, we're talking about Tzfan, but when they become married, then they cover their head. The real Yakis do not cover their head even when they're married. And Broyer is the only one that covers their head with the talis is the Roth, or another clay kodesh, a chazan, or I don't know what's called, whatever it's called, a balkariosa. Yeah, balkariosa. Only have to be a clay kodesh in order to cover your head. Otherwise, you do not cover your head with a talis. The yakids, they wear hats. They wear talisais, and they wear hats. But among other groups of people who wear talisais when they are before marriage, when they get married, the distinction is they now cover their head. Among Ashkenazim, the minhag is you don't wear a talis at all until you get married. So he brings here, by Baruch Sam brings over here, I forgot who he says it from, is that one of the many reasons for this. Let's run through some of them now. One of the first reasons is that to wear a talis is a midik chasidus. It represents what's called the or makif. And he brings an example from certain groups of Hasidim. They wear tefillin chol hamoed until they get married. There are groups of Hasidim, that's the minhag. The boys wear tefillin until you're married. You wear.
They're only instituted here.
Recently, only in America?
Only in America.
Okay, but not only by many groups of Hasidim, you do wear tefillin. Boys, if you're not married, you wear tefillin on chol hamoed. When you are not married, when you're not married, when you get married, when you get married, then you stop wearing tefillin chol hamoed. Why? Because Yom Tif, why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tif? Because the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yom Tif is equivalent to the Kedusha of tefillin. That's why we do not wear, and that's in a nutshell. What is chol hamoed? Chol hamoed is not here and not there. In order for chol hamoed to get the status of a Yom Tif, you have to appreciate what chol hamoed is. A young 13-year-old boy who's thinking about his Afikoman present and going to great adventures is not holding on a level where he appreciates the Kedusha, the sanctity of Chol Hamoed. Therefore, it's not for you to take upon yourself a midas chasidus of wearing tefillin. So he says an incredible chiddush. He brings down his own chiddush. He says that when it comes to wearing a talis is not for the faint of heart. Wearing a talis is the equivalent of not wearing tefillin on Chol Hamoed. When you put on your talis, there are a lot of very, very, very holy psukim about the Or Makif, about concepts of light, Hashem's talis, all the various psukim in the Lashem Yichud. It's a very mystical thing for a person to wear a talis at davening. Not everyone deserves to do so. A 13-year-old boy is not expected to be on the level to appreciate what it means to wear a talis gadol. We wait until you get married. We have a wife, then you're in a different frame of mind. Life is different. Then you're serious, you could appreciate what a talis is. Until a point in time, you don't wear a talis. That's the simple reason. But he has a more fascinating reason. It's an incredible chiddush, what he's about to tell you. He says, Chazal saw that people, when the minhag started with people, he saw that people were not interested in wearing a talis katan during the day. It's hot. It was expensive. The talis katan gets sweaty. It's smelly. It's not very convenient to wear a talis katan during the day. So people didn't wear a talis katan. You go to shul, they say, why don't I wear a talis katan for davening? I have a nice good davening. I make a bracha. I'm a kind of the mitzvah. I'm done. It's very logical. They were not happy with this because the reason why you wear tzitzis or isimosam is the charitim, it's called mitzvah Hashem, vasisimosam. Maybe when you see your tzitzis during the day, you'll have some type of subconscious effect on you. You know, don't behave in such a fashion. Don't watch your eyes. Be careful what you do. In order to be mechazek the inyan of wearing a talis gadol for adults, they were mesaking that you should not wear a talis gadol until you get married. How does that help solve the problem? If you don't wear a talis gadol, you have no choice but to wear a talis katan. Because how else are you going to be mekayim the mitzvah? Everyone wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, even though you don't know you don't need to do so. It's not a requirement to do so. But everyone agrees it's a very good thing to wear a talis to make a bracha on tzitzis. I don't have a talis gadol. Okay, so you wear a talis katan. You wear a talis katan, you're going to put it, that goes under your shirt for davening. Once it's already on for davening, you're not going to take it off. No one's going to go home and take off their shirt and take off the talis katan and put back their shirt. It's not going to happen. So it's a training period in your life to wear a talis katan. Now when you're 18 years old, 20 years old, plus, whatever it is, you put on a talus gadol, you're so rogel in wearing the talus katan, it's very unlikely you're now going to decide, I already wore my talus gadol for Shachris, I can now take off the talus, I'm not going to bother me putting on the talus katan when I get up in the morning. Because I'm going to go to shul, I'm going to put on the talus gadol, so I don't need to put on the talus katan. But I'm already trained from bar mitzvah to put on a talus katan and to wear it the whole day. It's not likely that when you become married and you wear a talus gadol, you're going to take off the talus katan. Amazing idea. I never heard such a thing. That's why, that's the time of the meaning of not wearing a talus gadol until you get married. He brings out here from the Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, that's how. He says that he had a lot of interesting minhagim which are not mainstream at all. Comes from Brisk, from his father, different minhagim, that even a bachor who does not wear a talus gadol, Yom Kippur should wear a talus gadol. Especially Yom Kippur at night. Yom Kippur at night, because Yom Kippur is when we say Slichos, the main chelik of davening in Yom Kippur is to say the Yud, the Gimel, Midoy Sarachamim. And Chazal explicitly mentioned that when Hashem gave the Yud Gimel Smidus, taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Smidus Rachamim Nisatev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enveloped himself in a talis, in the likeness of a talis gadol, and taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos Harachem. Therefore, whenever you say the Yud Gimel Midos Harachemim, it is proper to be enclosed in a talis. And he was very reasonable. He is shocked what he says. He told people, "You don't wear a talis." Really, he felt personally that you should wear, that bachrim should wear a talis gadol. There's no excuse for being unmarried and not wearing a talis gadol. But even if your minig is not to wear a talis gadol, at least on Yom Kippur, when you're saying the ikar focus is the Yud Gimel Mitzarachim, that's when even non-married men should wear a talis gadol. I can tell you as a fact, it's not accepted. That meaning is, but there's something very interesting to think about. Okay, now we have here a very fascinating discussion he has of when exactly. Now let's assume you wear the talus gadol, and again, let's step back. The reason why we wear the talus gadol is because the Edom Derischa, there was the discussion of the Gemara about a certain Tana who never wore a talus. In the summertime, I don't remember the details. He brings on the Gemara, but there was a certain Talmud Chacham that never wore a talus. Never. Even when he was married, he never wore. He wore a strange type of clothing, which didn't have four corners. And Eliyahu Hanavi said to him, "What's with you? Such a great Talmud Chacham, you never wear it. You never mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis." So he said to him, "We're not mechuyev to wear tzitzis. I'm mechuyev to every mitzvah. It says in the Torah there's a mitzvah to divorce your wife." You're going to kill him off. You're going to kill off some Mekayim. Just because it's a mitzvah, you're going to Mekayim the mitzvah, not a mitzvah, you're going to Mekayim. If I have a weird garment of four corners, I'm Mekayim the mitzvah. So Eliyahu HaNavi said to him, "You are mistaken. The mitzvah is a mitzvah, I say, and you're right, you're not Mekayim, but be'idon derischa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a bad mood, when Klal Yisrael is not with the program and Hashem punishes, Hashem will punish a person for not putting himself in the situation where he could have been mekayim this mitzvah saseh." And you're right, as long as you're perfect, everything is perfect, and you don't do any averos, you have nothing to worry about. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets a little upset with you, he may punish you for not putting yourself in a situation where you could have been mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. So that's why we go out of our way to do it. Ramosh says it's sacred to the point where it's a minog, and no one is allowed to be mevatel this minog. Now, let's go a step further. Let's talk about something else, a little bit off topic. But it's all part of his discussion. Let's assume we wear a talis gadol, took a talis gadol during davening. What part of davening, or is there an inyan that during davening one should cover his head with the talis? Everyone agrees, less man the pala, that when you make the bracha, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'mitzvot l'sateif b'tzitzis, everyone agrees you're supposed to cover your head with the talis. There's no question. That's the tzura. That's the bracha. L'sateif, and you're not going to find anyone that will not cover their head when they make the bracha. And that's in the, it's a fun. But the talis is something which says the Chazal. Sometimes you cover your head. Sometimes you don't cover your head. At what points in davening should a person, you take the talis and cover his head? And if you look around in any shul, you will find people do different things. Some people will never cover their head. Only time is when they make the bracha. Then there are people that cover their head the entire davening from beginning to end. And very makbaran. They won't say one word of the tefillah unless the head is covered with the talis. And then there are people that will only cover their head for Shmona Esrei. And then there are people that will cover their head for Kriya Shema and Kiddusha and Shemona Esrei. What? Kriya Satorah? I didn't see anyone that says that. That should be one of the things. Could be. Could get Aliyah. They'll cover their head for Kriya Shema. They'll cover for Kiddusha. They'll cover for their head for Kaddish. But when they're saying Psuki de Zimra, no way. When they're saying Asher Volitzin, no way. Chazer Sashatz, no way. They're somewhere, they do at certain times. Where do all of these minhagim come from? So he actually goes through this fascinating chat, and he shows there's mamash and makar for every single one of these various minhagim. Okay, let's start with the extreme. The extreme, which I don't think anyone does, I mean, unless you're real heavily, real chassid, is to cover your head with the talis throughout, from beginning to end. Where does that come from? So he says, he rings the chorus for this, he says, it comes from the pasuk, Tzfila le'ani ki yatof. That pasuk indicates that the tzur of tzfila, the tzur of every moment of tzfila is ki yatof, is to be covered, is to be immersed, to be draped with the talis. So therefore, from the beginning to end, you have to have your head covered with talis. Okay, that's one approach. Another approach is, the only time you need to cover your head with talis is, the bracha, l'sat, because that's what the talis is. It's l'sat. Sometimes you cover, sometimes you don't. And that's really it. You can stop right there. There's no need to cover your head. Just when you make the bracha. That's simple. Then someone is saying, this will get a little controversial, is during the yud, gimel, midos, that's really the next level up. After, let's say a person wants to be mahad. I'm only going to cover my head when I make a bracha. When I make a bracha on the talis. But you know what? I'm willing to go up one notch. What's the next notch up? The next notch up is on a tainis tzibur, or whenever you say the yud gimel midoy sarachanim. Because that is where Chazal say, that is the next source in Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yod Gimel Smid Sarachan, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem was Nis'atef, Batalis, Keshliach Tzibar, that's where you would cover your head with the talis. So that means, on the Tainis Tzibar, when you say the Slichos, and on the Yom Kippur, when they say you give me this, and on Yom Tov also, Yom Tov you say Hashem Hashem, when you take out the Sefer Torah, that will be every day by Tachlon, so that will be the next notch up. Now then he goes further to say that once, are you allowed to say the Yod Gimel Midos Sarachamim Biyachidus? Let's say a person is homebound. He's homebound. And you can't go to shul, and you're saying slichos at home. Are you allowed to say the yud gimel? Not. You're not supposed to say it. You only say the yud gimel with the sarachamim with a minion. From that we learn that it's a dover. Why? Because the yud gimel with the sarachamim is a dover shabikidusha, and a dover shabikidusha you need a minion. So some want to suggest.
Rav
Herschel Schachter. What?
The Ashkenazim
don't say. It's teaching us about the entire klal. Anything, just like the Yod Gimel Midos Sarachamim, is the example that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has used to show that you should have your head covered. Likewise, anything that's similar to the Yod Gimel Midos Sarachamim, respect that it's a Dover Sheva Kedusha, that you need a minion. For example, Kedusha and Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and the like, that you need 10 people, it's proper to cover your head. But other parts of davening that you do not need a minyan, psukei de zimra, birchas kriyashma, asher volitzion, these large sections that you do not need a minyan, you do not need to cover your head. Die don't have to be more righteous than the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem taught you to do this by the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, a davar Hashem b'kedusha. You need 10 people. That's it. You don't need to do more than that. Even Shemona Esrei. Even Shemona Esrei, you don't have to cover your head because Shemona Esrei, you can daven Shemona Esrei alone. You can't say kedusha alone. You can't say kaddish alone. But you can daven Shemona Esrei alone. So technically speaking, Shemona Esrei is less. What? Chazaras Hashatz. Well, you're not really doing it. The Shliach Tzibur is doing it. You're not the one that's part Kedusha. You have to participate. You have to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Chazaras Hashatz, technically, you can just stand there and do nothing. You should say Amen. But even saying Amen, you know, listening to the Amen, the Bracha, could also technically be enough. So I don't even know if Chazaras Hashatz falls in that category of Davar Hashem Kedusha to the degree where you need to cover your head. When you have to say it, that's when you have to cover your head. Okay, the next madrega is covering your head for Shmona Esrei, and this is a Zohar, because, and really it's all borrowed from Birchas Kohanim, the Shechina is present. A Kohen, when he dochins, has to cover himself. The Yisraelim are not allowed to look at the fingers of the Kohanim because the Shechina is resting upon their fingers. When you are davening Shmona Esrei, you're Oimel of Nehamelech, and the Shechina is present. In order not to see the Shechina, you should not interfere with the Shechina, to humble yourself in front of the Shechina, just like Birchos Kohanim, you should also cover your head. That's another madrig of covering your head. Now, here's what comes something very, very interesting. The minhag of Chaim Soloveitchik, famous Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the grandfather of Rav Yoshua Soloveitchik, that's all, did not, because we are shocked to most people, did not cover his head for Kriyashma. Bedafka. Today you don't see go into a Haredi minion, they're all covering their heads for Kriyashma. The briskas, they did not cover their head for Birchos Kriyashma. After Baruch Hu Bedafka, they Bedafka Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavorach, you Bedafka take off the talis and you sit and you daven without the talis over the head until you get the Shemona Esrei. And there's a lot of discussion among the Talmidim why he did this. Well, Kriyashma is not Davar Shel Kedusha, but what about Tefillah L'Aniki Ya'atayf? Or why Bedafka take it off? One thing already, you know, it's not on. But after Baruch Hu, once already, so he's hot. He was hot, it's uncomfortable to take it off. You would expect someone of his stature, you know, Hachna, everyone is watching him. You would expect that someone... So what's the answer? So Tefillin Shel Rosh, you can cover your head without covering Tefillin Shel Rosh. You don't have to completely... most people, in fact, they do that. They don't mamash cover the Tefillin Shel Rosh. You cover your head and the Tefillin Shel Rosh can still stick out. Mm-hmm. But the Bedafka took it off entirely. So what's going on? So the explains over here, there's a very big debate among the Talmidim why he did this. There are two approaches. One approach is, this is a Medrash. The Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it comes from V'lechtcha, V'shivtcha, B'veisecha, U'v'lechtcha, V'lechtcha. The Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the king, when he sends a letter, in ancient times, they send a letter, when the king sends a letter to a community. So the custom was, the king has sent the community a letter. Everyone would come to the town square, and they would stand... Behachna, they would cover. They would. I don't know. They either uncover their head or they cover. But the point was, they stood with be'ema breses be'yiru v'zeah. They stood with pachad when the scribe, when the messenger would read the edict of the king. Hashem and the Medrash says, I'm not like that. When I send you a letter, I want you to be at ease. I want you to relax. And my letter to you is Kriyashma. That's my directive. That's my edict. And when I tell you, Kriyashma, relax. B'shivtecha b'veisecha. You can read it when you're sitting in your down. Uvelechtecha v'aderech. Uveshachlucha uvekumecha. You can do that however you want. So bedafka, to show to the Mekayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon that you should be at ease. I mean, you're Mekabel Olam HaShemayim, there's no question about it. you have to be serious when you mekabel malchus shemayim, but that you should be out of a state of ease to fulfill the flavor of v'shivcha v'vesech v'chvedech v'shavu'mecha, you bedavka uncover the talis to show I'm not in a matzav of pacha like what we're the going. The other answer given by the Talmidim is that based on the Medrash, the Medrash says that when you recite Kriya Shema, there is the meaning that people should see the tefillin. And seeing the tefillin mean what they read within, what's the tefillin? So the average person will tell you the tefillin, the Iker tefillin is the shin. No. Moshe Rabbeinu did not get to see the shin. What did Moshe Rabbeinu get to see? The dalet. The Iker part of seeing the tefillin is a shocking thing to say, is the dalet. If you're going to cover your head, no one's going to be able to see the dalet. So the davka, when you recite Kriya Shema, and Kriya Shema, when you read about the tefillin, you're not allowed to even recite Kriya Shema Mikra, even if you're not wearing tefillin. It's a very tough question how we're allowed to say Kriya Shema on Tisha B'Av, Shachris, when we're not wearing tefillin. There's a lot of Torah on this. It's not so simple. Not to wear, to say Kriya Shema without tefillin. How are you allowed? So you have to wear tefillin. You're wearing tefillin, the tefillin have to be seen. You want to, well, you're ashamed of the tefillin, you're going to cover the tefillin up, you have to. So, okay, I'll uncover the shul rosh. You'll see the shame, the shin. That's not the ikar tefillin. That part of the tefillin is too mystical. The proof is Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even see that part of the tefillin. The part of the tefillin that's practical is the dalet. Because that's the part of the back, that's what the Moshe Rabbeinu saw. The nail of the dalet has to be exposed. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, he uncovered his head when he said the Kriya Shema. Okay, so with Tzach HaKol, we have over here various minhagim, the whole davening, only for Yugil Midas HaRachamim, for Dav Shebe Kedusha, Kriya Shema, not Kriya Shema, to each his own.